Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. I am your host, Coach Lilisa Williams, and I am excited about another day. Happy October 1st. Welcome to October. We know October is a very interesting month. It definitely marks a transition for those of us who are into the goal setting, planning, looking forward type of people. October, November, December. And before you know it, oh my God, we're celebrating another year, another opportunity to reach our goals and our dreams. And we'll be talking some more in other programs about you looking back on some of the things that you said you wanted to accomplish this year. This is a good time to do that checkup or that evaluation. Look back over some of the things that you wanted to accomplish and see how far you've gotten. Have you reached those goals? If you have not reached them, have you at least reached some portion of the goal? Well, today on the broadcast, again, I want to welcome you to the show. Today on the broadcast, we want to talk to you about something that's very, very important. Today's show, especially for leaders and entrepreneurs, our show today, we want to talk about building better leaders. Now, who wouldn't want to be a better leader? That's a better leader than you are right now, a better leader than you've been. A lot of times when it comes to leadership, you hear people say, be the leader that you want to see in others. But how do we get better leaders? How do we get leaders in leadership? I'm trying to figure out right now. I'm just getting online, so I want to see if, in fact, what happened with the government, I'm sure they... something happened, we know that much. And so we can look at the leadership there as it relates to politics and in government. We can look at leaders as it relates to the entertainment industry, as it relates to athletes and the sports world. We can look at leadership as it relates to the wild kingdom and the world. And you can look at leadership in the home. So we want to talk about the importance of building better leaders. And what we want to say about that leadership building is that for centuries and centuries there have been, or decades at least, there have been programs to build leadership. And many of these programs have not rendered the exact results that we would have hoped for. In other words, leadership in a lot of companies is still lacking. They're still lacking. And in some companies, leaders just have not been able to really step up to the plate and do a few things that great leaders do. So what is one of the solutions? Because we know there could be several solutions. So I was doing some research, and I came across a concept, one that we've been working with and one that we've been involved with for several years now. And I've come up with this possible solution to creating and building better leaders. So if you, let's just say you have a network marketing company. And you know, in network marketing, it's leaders building other leaders. So this is going to be a real important topic for you all to hear on today. And let's just say you are in the military. Absolutely. This is a perfect topic for military people. Or let's say you are not in the military, you're not in the network marketing business. Let's just say you're in the traditional business. Certainly, you certainly need better leaders. You want your company to expand. You want to get your brand out there to a greater level. You want your products and your productivities to increase. So, yes, you need also better leaders. You might want to improve morale amongst your team members. You may want to improve motivation. Those are two things, morale boosting and increasing one's motivation, whether it's through empowerment, through inspiration, whatever it takes to get a person motivated, you see. See, some people, they don't even know what it takes to get someone motivated. But a leader, when you build better leaders, leaders are able to create motivation in their people, in the people that are that they're leading. So there is a solution, and I'm suggesting, and based on what I read and based on what I've lived, I've seen that there is a good opportunity that you can create these better leaders in your organization. If you are a non-profit organization, that could be anything from a prison, a police force. You could be a community neighborhood watch. You could be a drug treatment center, a hospital, many, many different types of non-profit public organizations. You need great leadership. You can be a household where there's parents and children and other family members. You also need good leadership. Schools, colleges, I mean, you can't name a place that does not need great leadership. And we are responsible for building better leaders. But if we look around, I mean, the church, even in the church, you need better leaders, and you need to build great leaders. And so if we look around, so what's at the heart of this conversation that I'm bringing to you today on building better leaders? Well, what this all centers around is leadership, building better leadership through coaching. Yeah, building better leadership through coaching. So what I'm suggesting is that the use of coaching someone into becoming a better leader is more effective, and you will see a better result from your efforts and your training and your developing than some traditional leadership programs. Yes, some programs are great, and they teach you about situational leadership. They teach you about the various styles of leadership, the various transformative style of leadership, the autocratic leadership, the laissez-faire, all the different styles of leadership. Yes, you learn those. You learn that leaders have to be people persons, that leaders have to care about the people that they're leading. But the one thing that they fail to do in a lot of cases is at the end of the day, the leaders, yes, they go, they get trained, and they do very well and through the training, but it doesn't always translate back when they go back to their original environment. And so there needs to be an ongoing way to continue to work with these leaders as we're building better leaders. And what I'm suggesting is that coaching can resolve that problem, can be an answer to that problem or that situation, that can be the solution. So if you have a leader or a group of leaders that you're trying to build, again, if you're in network marketing, in the government, many areas where you're trying to build other leaders around you, you want to be able to build a better leader. So what I'm offering and what I'm suggesting is the skill of coaching. So as you coaching, I just love coaching, absolutely. So let me just get that out in the open. I absolutely love coaching. I fell in love with it, not even knowing I had been doing it all my life. But there's all different types of coaching. There's more coaching that will appear more advising. Then there's coaching that may appear more comforting. And then there's some coaching that may even feel a bit confrontational, because sometimes you have to kind of push people to get them where they need to be. Kind of push, got to give them a little shove. Oh, sometimes you have to resist some of the foolish things that people want to do. But it's all in all, though, it's helping people to get to where they want to be, helping people reach that mark of success. And I think that's what your coaching has that's unique about coaching, is that at the base of all coaching, whether you're a life coach, whether you're a Christian coach, and this kind of coach and that kind of coach, I think why coaching is so popular and definitely the number one go-to tool for any situation and problem in people's personal lives and professional lives and when it comes to development is because at its base, it holds that key, it holds that secret, and it holds that uniqueness that what it does is it wants you to be better. The coaching is all about the individual that you're coaching. And it's not about your past, so to speak. Yes, you are part of your past, that we know. But that's what I love about coaching. And so what I'm saying today is that if you want to be a better leader, and I know you do, if you want to build better leaders, which you ought to want to, what I'm suggesting is that you may want to take a look at coaching as that mechanism to build better leaders in your organizations, in your agencies, in your institutions. And what I'm offering right now is a discount on my coaching program. In other words, the Release Your Power coaching program can help you to that end to build those better leaders. And so through that coaching program, I will work with the individuals to help them improve their bottom line, to improve their customer service, to improve their communication skills. And how we do this essentially is by helping them tap into all those powers that they hold within to address any situation that they're facing, any areas that's an obstacle or an hinder to them operating at 100% of their fullest potential. So we're excited about that, and to take advantage of the coaching sessions that we offer to businesses, to agencies, institutions, and individuals, you can simply go to www.release-your-power.com, and you can find out about the various areas of coaching that we provide, whether you are an organization or corporation, an institution or an agency, or if you are an individual. Okay, so we're talking about building better leaders, and we're talking about doing it through coaching. And the reason we said coaching is not therapy It's not psychology. It uses some of the concepts and theories and principles of some of those disciplines like psychology, anthropology, sociology, history, even math and business, definitely business. He uses some of those principles and theories to build its base, so to speak. But it's not that. And so coaching, what coaching does is it definitely looks forward to where a person wants to go, to where that organization wants to go. It looks forward to where you want to go. It considers where you are. And then it begins to say, okay, so what's stopping you from getting there? Okay, so coaching is my thing. It's what I do. It's what I've invested a lot of time and money in getting a PhD. My PhD in training and performance improvement is essentially a PhD in life coaching. And so coaching, that was one of the classes as part of the degree that I got. That's one of the classes that I had to take. I'm not finished with the degree yet, but essentially it's coaching for organizations. It's coaching for major corporations. And it's basically, instead of calling it coaching, they call it training and performance improvement. Well, that's essentially what coaching does. Coaching allows you to improve your performance in any area. Well, if you look at football, what do coaches do? They help them improve their performance so they can go out and win. If you're a gymnast, you work with a coach and he or she helps you to improve your performance and you go win. So that's what coaching does. It helps you to improve your performance so you can go win. And life coaching helps you improve performance at life in those various areas of your life as you choose them. You choose the area of your life that you want to improve. And then you go out and you achieve that. So we're very excited to be a part of coaching. And again, you can need coaching in your personal life, in your professional life. And we have the tool to help you achieve the goals that you want to set for yourself. So go on over to release-your-power.com. Connect with us. And I will see you back. We're going to cut this show a little short today. So we do have to make arrangements to get down to the high school where we teach on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. We do teach at the high schools. And before I go, I just want to remind everyone, if you are in the New Jersey area, definitely don't forget to connect with our Women's Leader and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo for 2014. We're already filling that up. I believe almost half the tables are already gone. We only have 30 vendors. We'll only bring in 30 vendors. We want to make it exclusive, but we also want to make sure we have enough vendors there. We have workshops. We have some workshop leaders. We don't have all of them yet, so we are still looking for a few more workshop leaders. And if you have a suggestion for a workshop, please contact us. But we are very, very excited about it. Also, I will be doing a domestic violence and Happy Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And God bless all those who had breast cancer and did not survive. But kudos to the ones who have survived. Let's get trained and empowered to move forward. So for those of you who may be in the New Jersey area, you would like to attend, I am doing an empowerment dinner for breast cancer and domestic violence abuse survivors this month. So definitely October. It will be held on October the 19th at 6 p.m. So definitely, you want to definitely sign up for that. And that's all we have time for today. I will see you back here tomorrow, Wednesday. Same time, same place. If you didn't hear the whole show, go back and listen to the archives. And I thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Coach Lalisa.
That's right. stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.